Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Leaked documents are all the rage, aren't they? They're happening everywhere. I'm deeply skeptical. And I always say that here in South Africa, whenever the president wants to address the nation, there's a delay, and then eventually we know it's coming whenever it is. But by then, the speech or part of it has been leaked. So it kind of conditions everybody as to what he's going to say. And we're seeing more and more of this type of thing. What is really the situation? I see that there's a headline in the Jerusalem Post: Netanyahu aide to be indicted in hostage leak. The spokesperson Eliezer Feldstein leaked the documents at first to Israeli journalists, but then were blocked by the IDF censor from publishing it. What are these? What is really going on here, and what are the consequences? Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. Anne, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Just give us a sense of what is really going on, because we definitely are seeing a lot of this type of stuff happening.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. It kind of exploded in the news over the past couple weeks here. But essentially, an aide to Bibi apparently leaked a document to the foreign press about Hamas's stance on the hostages around the time that the six hostages were murdered. According to the press, it was to shift the political debate. So that's sort of, and one of these aides has been arrested. So that's sort of where things stand at the moment.
Right. So does that indicate that he would have done this on his own, without being without some form of instruction?
Right. So I think that's kind of the underlying implication. You know, it looks like he obtained the documents with the help of at least one person working at the IDF, but it's unclear if other people around Bibi gave him instructions or he was acting on his own. That's sort of what's unknown at the moment.
What are the consequences in Israel of somebody leaking documents of a sensitive nature?
Well, it's a crime, you know, so it's a very serious offense. Maybe about 10, 15 years ago, there was a woman working with a Haaretz reporter who was jailed for leaking classified information. And of course, around the world, there have been some notorious cases about that, certainly in the United States. And you might be familiar with the name Edward Snowden.
Of course.
Who was holed up in Moscow for fear that he would be arrested when he returned to the United States. But I think also this incident really highlights kind of the political divide going on in Israel right now over the war, and just that predated the war over Bibi and the government and the issues of judicial reform and the protests that were happening. So those protests were muted because of the war. And then the hostage issue has kind of served as a means for those protests to continue during the war. And so I think that's also what we're seeing here, is there's tremendous division in the country over Bibi's government. And the hostage issue, which is a top issue here in the country for obvious reasons. And so these things are all coming together now.
The fact that this is happening around the hostages, and there is definitely a lot that of political pressure in this space. Does that indicate more about the lack of unity in government, or that there is more to what is going on in terms of the hostage deal, or both?
I mean, I think part of it is frustration with the government. Mm. I think it's also reflective of a feeling of helplessness regarding the hostage issue, because, you know, obviously Hamas has the hostages. Hamas, it's, the onus is on Hamas and the international community and the UN and groups in Gaza to free the hostages. Israel can do what it can militarily, but it's very difficult to free the hostages. And Hamas has no incentive to make a deal on the hostages.
Quite the contrary, actually.
Exactly. Mm. So I think a lot of these issues really also just reflect that sense of impotence, helplessness about wanting to get these people back, but not really being able to do all that much about it. And so it's understandable, too, that much of that anger would be directed at the government. And
So can we expect more of this? I mean, is this now a trend that is going to continue get worse, and will this potentially result in a level of paranoia that within the space within the halls of government of Knesset?
Well, it was interesting because this issue really came to a head after the hostages were murdered, and one of whom was a boy I knew from when he was in elementary school, so I knew him for a long time, so it was quite devastating, at least for my local community, in addition for the country. But and so after that, there was tremendous anger because it seemed from the press that there had been a deal that was imminent. But I think because of what then developed with Lebanon and Iran in the subsequent weeks, it sort of put a damper on that anger and the hostage issue. So I think a lot of it will depend going forward on what happens with Lebanon and Iran, because the focus had shifted somewhat away from Gaza. So I think we'll have to see if this is going to be revived. But I don't think the division and frustration against the government is going to end anytime soon, certainly.
That is where we leave it. It's a fascinating but quite perplexing conversation because we don't really fully understand why documents are being leaked, when they are being leaked, if it is genuine in the fact that they have been leaked or if they're being planted. Maybe we live in a world of, or maybe I live in a world of real skepticism, where everything we see and everything we read needs to be interrogated in a way.